Another example of what a community can do when it comes together is the Steve O'Neill Apartments. Lee Stewart's the executive director of CHUM, and she has waded through the silliness this morning to join us on the phone and talk about the one-year anniversary. Hey, Lee, good morning.
Good morning. I don't think silliness is silly to talk about the public radio, so that's good.
Well, and KUMD, of course, trying to take our opportunity here to make our financial goals the way every nonprofit needs to do, and also to emphasize that we're local community radio. We've talked a lot about the Steve O'Neill Apartments. And as I mentioned to you before we went on the air, I actually had the opportunity to go over there about a month ago in my volunteer capacity with Animal Allies and meet with a group of kids. Pat Castellano, the humane educator at Animal Allies, led a conversation on bullying. And one of my dogs, who is usually the bullied, was there. And, oh, my gosh, the kids were great. And the activities coordinator says there are so many after-school programs for these kids. Talk a little bit about who's living at the Steve O'Neill Apartments and what some of the really cool programs you've got going to help these families break this cycle of poverty.
Well, the Steve O'Neill Apartments is a partnership between CHUM and Center City Housing Corporation. Center City owns the building, and we operate the services inside. And it was set up to help families with children who have had long-term or recurrent experiences of homelessness. So basically, there are 44 apartments in the building. They range from one bedroom to three bedrooms. We have I think 40 children under five and another 40 that are older than five. So there's more than 80 kids in the building. What we have set up for them right now we have a special program for moms who are still pregnant through children with up to the age of two, a special new moms program. Then we also have a preschool program using the high scope curriculum to help children from age 3 to 5 get ready for kindergarten. And then we have the four-day-a-week after-school program plus many Saturdays activities as well. And we have different types of things for families to do together, like Friday nights at the movies or Saturday fun days. And the whole point is to give kids an experience and parents an experience of what it is to live in a warm and loving community where people are learning to get along and learning new things and having a stable life. And that's what we do.
There have been a couple of things, Lee, that I have heard you say to me in interviews over the years that have really stuck with me. One of those things is the concept of meeting people where they are. Can you talk about that a little bit and how that relates to the families living at the Steve O'Neill Apartments?
Sure. That's the basis of what's called Housing First, which is really an evidence-based and nationally recognized and required, really, approach to helping people overcome homelessness. It used to be that, and this was long before my time in this field, that people were required to meet certain objectives before they were able to get housing or stay in housing. So you had to stop drinking, you had to finish school, you had to do different sorts of things, get a job, then we could get housing. Now the idea is help people get into housing first. Then you can work on those other sorts of issues. And so that's the bottom of meeting people where they are. Provide safe and stable housing, and then work from there to tackle other issues or take other steps. The state of Utah gets a lot of press for Housing First, although we follow it just as much. The difference is we don't have a whole lot of places for people to live because of a tight rental market in Duluth. We could use three more apartments like the Steve O'Neill Apartments, actually, for the young families here who are struggling with housing.
Well, and it's the kind of thing that until you begin to read people's stories or hear people's stories or do some investigation, you just don't even think about how the ability to have an address, if you're out looking for work and your employer says, "What's your address?" And, "I don't really have one." Well, how is that going to work if you're trying to find a job? Where are your kids going to study? Where are your kids going to do their homework if you're living in your car?
Yeah, the day-to-day survival tasks are overwhelming. I don't think I could do it. And so being able to know where you're going to sleep at night, where you're going to have your food, where your kids are going to be safe, it makes an enormous difference. And Duluth has a lot of good programs. San Marco uses housing. Most of us use Housing First in our approach to helping people who are either homeless or challenged with addiction. So
Well, and one of the other things that you have talked with me about that I have heard you say again over and over and over that has stuck with me, which is really good. You've gotten through to one person for sure, at least, Lee, is when I ask you about how you combat people's attitudes, because, of course, there are always attitudes. It's kind of interesting to me how when you realize how many, you know, big tax breaks and stuff the ultra wealthy get, and yet everyday middle class people tend to feel that it's welfare fraud. And, you know, and that's where people are really taking advantage, and that's where people are really getting all the handouts. It seems like we're kind of mad at the wrong population. But I've asked you over and over again, I've said, Lee, how do you combat that attitude? Oh, people on welfare, they're sponging off me, they ought to get a job, blah, 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 whatever it might be. And you've always said to me, children don't make that choice.
Yeah, and most adults don't make the choice either. And I usually try to deal with that with compassion. When someone is talking like that, they're usually talking from an experience of something that they're not quite sure about, so a type of ignorance or a lack of compassion or a bad experience that they've had themselves. And so I meet with them where they are too and say, why do you think like that? What are you thinking? And then there's some facts, like the quote, welfare and Minnesota Families Investment Program in the state of Minnesota hasn't been raised since 1986. So what used to bring people almost out of poverty now is, you know, think about $100, you know, what you could buy, the devaluing of money since 1986. That
I think
the legislature.
I think I actually ran we did a story on that not too long ago, and I think I actually looked up the numbers. And if that welfare had kept up with inflation, that amount should be around $1,500 a month.
Yeah, and that's a good note, but, you know, so should our wages, so should minimum wage, so should many things. But the real point is we have some vulnerable children and adults who, through bad luck, bad choice, racism, starting out behind the starting line, if you will, and I believe that we as a society, and Chum particularly, people of faith, that we have an obligation to care for and to care for people who are poor among us and help change the systems so that we don't generate the levels of poverty that we're generating right now. And so through better health care, through better employment, through better schooling, better protection of children, better safety for women, you know, these things are important.
Well, Lee, it is amazing to hear about all of the wonderful things that are going on at the Steve O'Neill Apartments and the great programs that are available for these kids to get them where they need to begin school, to give them a variety of experiences that they perhaps wouldn't have access to so that they can see different kinds of lives and begin to imagine different things for themselves.
Well, they're little kids. They're zeros, you know. They're new babies. You have to give them bring them into a warm and loving world. No question about it.
And the Steve O'Neill Apartments are doing their part to do that.
We're working at that, and it does take a community. It does take the village, and thousands of people help make those buildings, that building possible, and hundreds are volunteering with us. So,
well, Lee, thank you so much for joining us a little bit this morning. It's always great to talk with you.
Thank you. Be well.
Lee Stewart is the executive director of CHUM. She joined us to talk about the 1-year anniversary of the Steve O'Neill Apartments.